Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend these next few moments together as we continue on in a message I began a couple days ago, A Pilgrim's Testimony. We've been looking at Psalm 84. And when we come into the house of the Lord, because that's how this psalm begins, it talks about how amiable are the tabernacles of the Lord. Our soul longs after God. And then in verse 3, we looked rather extensively at sparrows and swallows, though even though insignificant, God found a place for them at His altars. And when we come to the house of the Lord, we come to experience the presence of God, fellowship, reconciliation with Him, whatever we need, healing. And also, we find fellowship in the assembly of the saints. We come to the house of the Lord, the place where God's honor dwells. We come with joy, and we can remain in it with delight. The scriptures say, in His presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We can stand or sit or sing with joy in our salvation, and also we can commune with our fellow songsters, if you will, in the Spirit. We can jointly sing praises to the Lord. And these birds of Palestine, the swallow, the sparrow, even though they were very insignificant, hardly considered of any value, and yet the Lord said, remember He made a reference in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 6 and 7, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. And so they found a home. And going now to that third verse, it says, even your altars, O Lord of hosts. Now let's take a moment to look at that. Under the old covenant, the altar was a place of bloodletting of the sacrifices. But here, the altar is a place of safety. Remember, I mean, if someone was poor, instead of bringing a lamb, they could bring some doves. I believe that's what Jesus and Mary did when they brought Jesus to be circumcised at the temple. So for us, the cross is not a place, it was the ultimate sacrifice for the Son of God. But for us, the cross, that altar wherein was shed the precious blood of our Savior, only at this altar can we find forgiveness of sins and fellowship with our Heavenly Father. There's no other way that we can come. And so, beloved, I don't know if this encourages your heart as it does mine, but even as the sparrow, the weakest among us, the most insignificant in our own estimation, the most wounded, the hurting, the unlovable, if you will, can find refuge to our Heavenly Father. No one is unimportant. He is a caring, loving God. And in our human minds, we cannot comprehend the majesty, the depth, the height, the love. Remember, Paul taught you there was no end to the love of Christ. We can't comprehend it. So, the altar was not only a place of safety, but it was a place of life. When we cling to the cross, beloved, we find not only pardon, but we find life. Not only abundant life in the here and now, but eternal life in the hereafter. Beloved, if only we could understand in greater and greater depths the sacrifice and the beauty of what God has done. The entire Trinity, how God the Father was willing to sacrifice his Son, and Jesus willingly, before the foundation of the earth, he knew what this is the agreement, this is the plan they had, and he was willing to come in the fullness of time at the time the Father appointed. And the good news is, beloved, he's coming again. No one knows the time or the other. Remember, Jesus said only the Father, that's in his purview. Remember the disciples, when Jesus was getting ready to leave, they had all kinds of questions they wanted to know, all kinds of things. You're going to establish the kingdom now? And he said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons, which your Father has put in his own hand. But beloved, we can have confidence that we're safe in Jesus. Now, let me read verse 4 of Psalm 84. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will still be praising thee. Praise God. Remember when Jesus died, that great thick veil of the temple, I don't know, 6 inches, it was huge. Not only huge and tall, it was very, very thick. And it was torn from the top to the bottom to indicate no human agency could have done that. No natural earthquake could have done that, although it was a time of earthquakes at the death of Christ. But that veil was torn by the very hand of God, indicating the veil has been rent. Remember, under the old covenant, only the high priest could go once a year behind the veil, and they tied a rope around his ankle in case he was somehow offensive. He wasn't purified, prepared as he should have been. Then he was struck dead, and they had to just pull him out. But now, from the least to the greatest, the youngest to the oldest, can come into the very presence of God within the veil. All right, now let's share a few more verses. Let's read verses 5 through 7. And this refers to, in the natural, the pilgrimage of the Israelites to the house of God. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Now, let's take a look at that, because this is a pilgrimage to God's house. Let me read some other translations of that. I was reading the King James, which is my Bible. The Amplified says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man or the person whose strength is in you, in whose heart, there you go, are the highways to Zion, the ways of the Lord, the things that pertain to our God. Passing through, now the King James says, the valley of Baca. Did you know that Baca actually means weeping? Have you gone through a valley of weeping lately, beloved? Well, you know, you can't make the valley of weeping, you can't turn it into a mountaintop experience. It's not a mountain, it's the valley. But beloved, by faith in God, you can make it a well. The Amplified says, passing through the valley of weeping, they, God's people, make it a place of springs. The early rain also fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. You know what that says? We make it. They reach their destination, every one of us. The pilgrim writer doesn't have the privilege of being on the temple staff to give lifelong praise, obviously, but he does have the privilege of regular seasons of worship. As for us, our pilgrimage to the house of the Lord, coming together with God's people, reflects not only our obedience, but you know what? It reflects our dependence upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, that place of weeping can become a place of strength. So, this Psalm 84, it's an actual literal journey toward Zion by the Israelites, but for us, it represents a spiritual, a metaphor, if you will. It's a spiritual representation of our a pilgrimage through life, however long it may be, journeying to our heavenly Zion, journeying to the heavenly places with our God. Praise God. So let's take a few more moments to look at the Valley of Baca. This may or may not be a specific place. The root meaning of that word Baca is to weep. And so the Valley of Baca, whether literal or not, it's certainly in the spirit, it's a sun-scorched, thirsty place where the balsam tree flourishes. That's in terms of its natural habitat. Now, the balsam is an aromatic plant with resins. It has odoriferous sap, it smells nice, or gum, which exudes from it. The Bible dictionary says, well, it's impossible to identify with any certainty. It may refer to the balm of Gilead or the Mecca balsam, which is a tree or shrub indigenous in the mountains around Mecca. The trees resemble fig trees or grapevines, but they were lower. They were about 12 to 15 feet high, and they abounded in Gilead east of Jordan. The gum of this tree is resinous and has a very agreeable, pleasant, and most fragrant smell. It's very tenacious or glutinous. It sticks to the fingers and may be drawn into long threads. It was reputed to have healing as well as aromatic qualities. Yeah, I guess you could say this is a ready-made healing band-aid from the Lord, if you would, in its natural condition. And beloved, only those who've gone through the valley of weeping can know the sweet fragrance of the balm of Gilead. And that's not only for us, but it's for other thirsty and weary travelers along life's way. Well, my time is again flown, and we'll bring the broadcast to a close here, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, I thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. I alone read and answer the mail, and if you share your mailing address, should you email the request, I will confirm and pray, but I will also send you a personal answer by mail, and I have files and files of testimonies of how many are blessed by whatever God gives me to share with them, some teaching, scripture, prophetic word, whatever it is. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.